Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And I'm your special guest host tonight. It's me, Dorit, from Beverly Hills. And I've got Jagger doing coke in the bathroom.
Oh my god. We were clearly excited.
I tricked you guys. It's really me. It's Courtney from LA. You guys really thought Dorit was on the podcast. Just because we've hit 20,000 followers finally on Instagram, we still are back. We know where we came from.
We started from the bottom and we're staying here.
We're still here. Starting from the bottom, we're still here.
Still down here, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry we couldn't come in last week. Marry me.
Yeah, I was like, yes, please. Are we talking about ourselves?
In third person. I had too many social obligations last week, and because of that, then I got sick, and
she's hurting.
Here we are today.
Yep.
Oh, I was a mess. I took today off.
Sometimes you have to. Sometimes you just need a me day to sit and watch Bravo, some E.
I was already all caught up, so I watched Shameless on Showtime.
Oh, I haven't gotten into that one yet.
Oh, don't.
I know. Don't. Don't.
It's, like, pretty vulgar.
Well, yeah, but that's okay.
I like it. The Gallaghers.
And then right before we started this, one of the best movies was starting.
Oh, my gosh. You guys, I have it on the background right now on mute. It's complicated.
Meryl so Streep. Good. Alec, so good. I have this thing for, like, Alec Baldwin where he's, like, a total asshole, but, like, I'd still want him to yell at me.
For sure.
And
for
then,
sure.
Like, he's just, and there's something about, like, Alec Baldwin that's, like old school Alec Baldwin. It's so sexy.
Totally. And then I was like, sometimes I get this movie mixed up with
Something's Gotta Give, which is another great movie starring one Diane Keaton,
Keanu Reeves, Jack Nicholson. They're just like kind of feel goods when you're having a hangover.
Well, and you're stuck between two men because that happens to us all the time, especially at the age of 60. All the time.
It's always my problem, fending off the men.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm like, please, there's too many of you. Just let me sit in my underwear, eat my frozen yogurt in peace.
I have been craving frozen yogurt. I haven't had a frozen yogurt in months.
They have Froyo at our work, and it's like rude.
Oh, that would get me into trouble. Like at 3 o'clock, I'd be like, I need a snack. Frozen yogurt seems like a good idea.
I do notice that they've been like taking it away at a certain time. So I think that maybe they're trying to, like, help people out. But today we had at work, we had sea salt brownies at lunch. Like, it's become a problem, right? So they, like, set out all the catered food for us. And usually they have cookies, like, maybe, like, once or twice a week. And they make, like, these ridiculous cookies. Well, we have, like, we have a whiteboard that you can
Are they fresh out of the oven?
Oh,
like,
yes.
Warm, gooey?
Yes, gooey, warm. Well, we have a suggestion whiteboard that you can leave comments on. And someone said, more cookies. Freaking cookies are out every single day. How do you say no to a freaking delicious warm cookie?
No, you can't say no. I like to have like a 3 o'clock snack. So I would save the cookie for a 3 o'clock
No, because you need to eat it when it's warm and gooey. It's not warm and gooey at 3 p.m.
You could like maybe
no.
Microwave 7 seconds.
Absolutely not. It's already hardened at that point. It's not the same, Mary. Okay. But anyways, there was a brownie.
I like my 3 o'clock snack with my Lipton's tea.
Well, I appreciate 3 o'clock snacks. Sometimes I have like chocolate covered almonds.
Yeah.
Those are delicious. I'm not even a chocolate fan.
I'm also like the most hungry after school. That's when I'm most hungry. I'm not even hungry at my noon lunchtime.
Well, because
who eats lunch at noon when they're 32? I do, because I live in an 8-year-old's world.
No, everybody at my office eats at noon. It's right
That's
when like
too
lunch.
Early.
I agree. I'm like, what about 1:30? And they're like, well, lunch is over at 1:30. Like they don't bring any more food out anymore. I'm like, oh my god, I have to change so many things about my life.
I try to starve myself till at least 10:15 till snack recess. That's when I have breakfast.
Yeah.
And then noon rolls around. I'm not hungry for lunch.
I agree. I have a nice coffee in the morning, and then sometimes I have another cup, and then another cup, and then I can't go to sleep until 4 a.m., but it's fine. But the point is, I skip breakfast.
I'm going to take my Benadryl during the podcast at 9, so I get a good night's sleep, so we better get going.
Okay.
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 Okay, well, lots of news
Lots
this
has
week,
happened.
People.
Okay, can we start off with the confirmation finally?
Khloe Kardashian confirmed she's with child by Tristan Thompson.
He's going to have two little kids. Did she say if it was a boy or a girl?
No, I don't
think so. It has like almost 6 million likes on the Instagram.
They love Khloe. She's a nice lady.
I also think that she had like this like a nice lady.
She's a nice lady.
I just
she's
feel like
my age.
She also just had like such the infertility storyline with Lamar.
No, but that was a fake storyline. She didn't want to have a baby with him because he was doing crystal meth.
Okay. At the time of this podcast, she has 7,910,696 likes on that photo.
I'm surprised you can read that big of a number. Good for you.
Thank you. I graduated college. but I'm proud. Like, I'm happy for her.
I am too.
Kim must be pissed that Khloe got all that attention on that photo. That has to be one.
No, I
of,
think
That has to be one of the most liked
for her.
I think that's one of the most liked Instagram photos.
Oh wow. Didn't Kylie have that one where she had her hair was like made out of hearts?
Kendall. Do
you remember that one?
Yeah, Kendall.
Yeah, Kendall, 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 Kendall. When, by the way, when is Kylie going to reveal? Is that our Christmas day?
I don't freaking care about the 25 days of Christmas from the Kardashians. I love our 12 days of Housewives,
it's 12 days of Christmas. There's not 25 days.
Also, okay? It's like the same
That's
photo.
That's called Advent. That's called Advent.
And like, I don't need to see like, I don't need to see MJ grandma's like bony little fingers in a photo and like, and like Kourtney Kardashian's
bless MJ.
Like hip bone. Like, I don't need to see it.
What do you think about Rain's long hair?
Put a fucking brush through it. Brush the kid's hair.
Okay.
They all have that, like, they all have, like, stringy little hair, which is fine. Some people aren't blessed with beautiful locks. It's tough. Like the ladies of rock, lock. But, however, you could brush your hair. That's all I'm saying. What do you think? He also looks like a little girl to me.
That's why I was saying it.
Oh, okay.
But glad you said it first.
He just like looks, he looks like Penelope. I'm like, oh, Penelope has a sister.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Okay, that's Kardashian news. Then in other baby news today, Megan King Edmonds' two twin boys.
I'm excited for her. And you know Jimmy's stoked because all that matters are boys.
Totally.
But I'm happy.
You must procreate with men. I didn't even know they had enough of those embryos and stuff.
I didn't either. So
I thought they only had like one boy viable.
And didn't he not take last time or something? I don't know. I don't know how IVF works. I'm not a doctor though, so I shouldn't know. But good for her. I'm happy for her. All these people were like talking shit on it and they're like, oh God, eye roll. And I'm like, I thought the announcement was so cute.
Oh my gosh. Okay, the announcement, by the way, the sign
was
done by a girl that I went to high school with.
Really?
Like, that's
How do you
so...
know that?
My high school, you guys, my graduating class was 172 people. And I know the girl that made that sign. Like, what are... That's just super random.
It's like our worlds keep colliding with Megan, you know?
True. Very true. Okay, but wait. Then this week, she was on the cover of Latina magazine. That made me feel weird.
Yeah, I did. Is she La Reina de los Latinos now?
I don't know what you said, but I don't think she's the Latina
queen,
at all.
The queen of the Latinos?
Maybe.
I don't get it. I mean, but that was also, remember Sonia once threw a party for Latina magazine cover?
It must be like a very, like...
It's very lucrative, apparently. Their fan base is Housewives fans, I guess.
Whatever. Okay. Then we also had this week Lala to her like her scandal hit guys. We figured out who this married.
We already know. We already knew who it was. We'd already talked
Randall,
about this.
Randall the lipstick.
Randall Emmett, and he apparently he's who Turtle from Entourage is based on.
Oh, really? That makes sense.
Okay,
looking.
I could be wrong. I actually think Jerry Ferrara is, like, kind of adorable. But, like, this guy, like, he has no chin. Like, Stassi needs to send him to her doctor of where she got her chin implant. Because his is, like, it's just, like, a little waddle.
Well, and he's also poor.
Yeah, he owes, like, $280,000 in taxes. It's, like, pay your taxes, pay your child support. I don't know, maybe get divorced. Like, I cannot imagine that his wife's super stoked about this.
Well, maybe they've been together, like, maybe she's trying to get to that 10-year mark because then you get more money or something.
Maybe, but it seems
I think that's why, like, Jennifer Garner, there was, like, I think sometimes there's some strategies in divorcing.
Maybe.
Like, Shannon Bedore for sure had her strategy. Like, she's going to get full custody, all the money. Mm-hmm. Her daughter ran into her garage today.
Oh, no, Sophie did?
Yeah.
Oh, Sophie. In her brand new Range Rover?
Yes. Oh. You never, why would you, I don't care. If someday I make it, people, or win the lottery, I would never buy my 16-year-old a brand new anything.
What did you get a car when you turned 16?
Yes.
What'd you get?
A Honda Accord that was used.
I'm just asking what year. You got your license in 2002? Yeah. That was what I got mine. Yeah.
It was like 5 years old or something.
I got a 99 Jeep Cherokee and I loved my car. But yeah, people had like BMWs and I was like, you don't even know how to drive.
You know, all my, the kids in my school had the Mercedes compressor. Do you remember that car?
No.
I don't know. It was like the smallest Mercedes you could probably buy or something. They all had that.
It wasn't a Mazda or Miata that they just put a Mercedes sign on.
No. It was like some like, I don't know. A lot of people had that one. So okay. Strange. Anyways.
Sorry. We went off topic again. What a surprise.
Okay. Courtney sent me this article today that made me kind of upset because it's about my Renaissance man, Harry Hamlin.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. And everybody had this car for sure. Sorry. I just Googled it.
Yeah. And Harry Hamlin, you know, some people have said he's gay. Mm-hmm. But this allegation I heard today, it hurt my heart.
Do you want to tell people about it?
So basically, there was this chick named Julianne Phillips who was
married. Let's get the back. So the whole thing was, remember years ago, Kim Richards actually might have known something when they were in Amsterdam. This is how the whole thing started.
That throwing of the glass.
She said, let's talk about your husband. That whole storyline, that's where this allegedly, we are not saying. Because, you know, probably like Harry and Lisa and Delilah Bell and Amelia Gray probably listened to this. So we're just saying allegedly. And we're just reporting the news. We're just reporting the news. We're journalists like Portia totally. Williams, Stewart, whatever the Atlanta one is. Okay, anyways. So that's where it all came from, where like they're actually – Kim Richards might have known. So go ahead.
Okay, so basically he was working with this woman named Julianne Phillips. I Googled her. She didn't look recognizable to me. She was like an 80s actress, model, whatever. Mm-hmm. 80s, 90s. Mm-hmm. Married to Bruce Springsteen. Mm-hmm. And apparently they were having an affair, Harry and Julianne. Mm-hmm. And
this is when Rinna and him were just dating, though. They weren't married yet.
It was like 1995. 1996. They got married in 97. So apparently... they're having the affair. You know, this is pre-internet. And then she figures it out that he's dating a married woman.
She finds out... She finds out that Harry's involved with Lisa Rinna, so she tries to cut it off.
No, she cuts it off. She says...
Yes, okay.
And then... allegations! Mm-hmm. Sexually assaulted her?
Raped her? She said she was done. He said not yet. And he wanted to have sex with her basically last time. Mary, great telling of the story.
Sorry, I just... It's a sensitive subject and I'm sad because I hope this didn't happen. Because I really like Harry Hamlin. I think he's a good guy. And, you know, when did he stop drinking?
Oh, maybe right at their wedding. What year was that again?
1997.
I have no idea. I don't know.
I was 12.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Okay. But moving on from that, because we hope that that's not true.
Yeah.
For Julianne's sake. And they were saying, and this was the end of it, right? Is that Lisa found out instead of getting mad at Harry, she like went after the girl. Blaming her, which is not cool. So... I don't know. But I do have to say, I did enjoy that the episode was very, like, Rinna-less. We'll get into it later. Okay, so we asked you guys. First, we did polls the other day. And it was all holiday-themed. Did you want to go over those?
Sure, I don't have the results or anything, but I'll guess them.
Okay. Good thing I'm here to screenshot results.
Thank God.
Okay. So our first
I'm like 40%, you're 60.
Yes. Something like that.
30, 70.
Mary's here to entertain. It's fine. We work as a team. It's great. Okay. So we asked you, who would be a better... And also, Mary, why don't you tell what the background of these poll photos was?
Okay. Also, this was like the day that I was also very sick because when I was doing these in my car and I had these like...
These are red and green.
See, I'm still off.
These are red and green, like Dr. Seuss style.
B- boots, like their boots, their furry
these are,
boots, like that you
would
wear.
Are these from your rave days?
Yeah, like totally. I went to one rave in my life, and the cops came, and I asked them for a ride home.
Did you say you know my dad?
God, I swear to God. I was like, can you give us a ride home then?
Did they?
No, they said no. I was like, oh, I can't get a cab right now. It's 5 a.m.
And I'm wearing these boots.
Anyway, it was random how we ended up at the rave. We were at a Luke Bryan concert before that. It was a weird night. You went from country to rave. Okay, anyways, besides the point.
Okay, so you're wearing, so you were going Christmas caroling with the kids.
Yes, so that's yes, why you I wore those, and then I, that was the background in the car. And then when I left the store, I was at Home Goods, and I backed up, and I backed up into someone's car. It was parked.
It was not a good.
It
Tuesday
was literally
for you.
Back of me. And then I came home, and I was showing my sister what I bought, and I knocked over her decoration and shattered it completely on the floor and cut my hand, and then I started to cry.
Because you had a bad day.
Like, literally. And then, so I was like, I think I need to call in to work and just say, like, I need to take, like, an extra hour in the morning. Like, I'm kind of out of it. And then I lost my debit card in that extra hour. And I still lost it. And I went to the bank today. And I was like, so, yeah, like, I lost my debit card, but I'm pretty sure it's like within my home or my car, but I just can't find it. I was like, can you just make a duplicate?
Yeah. I wish they would do that. They won't.
No. So you know what? They said they could, but then she asked her manager and he said no. And then I was like, because I was, I'm kind of unsure where it is, but no one's used it. So like.
It's probably in a jean pocket.
So I'm going to go in tomorrow and say, I can see it in my car. I'm just unable to reach it. So can you make the duplicate?
That's
I
the
always,
story?
I always work the system.
That's the story? Like I
have
would
a small
say,
bank.
Like,
I have a small bank.
Oh, are you part of like so a credit union?
Yeah, they're able God. To. They're
you,
able to.
You would be part of a credit you. Union. Okay.
Why? Why?
Just it doesn't surprise me. It's probably from like the from your dad being a cop.
My grandpa being a fireman. Yet?
Oh, man. Anyways, let's go to these polls. Okay. So we asked you, who would be a better Santa? Would it be Ken, I'll knock your spark out? Or is it Pinky, the little piggy who went to market?
I would say Ken won this one.
Ken won 70%.
He would be a good Santa. Jolly.
Jolly old chap. Cheerio. Okay. Whose Christmas party do you want to go to? Do you go to LVP's or do you go to Kyle? Wait,
I
isn't
think
Kyle
this...
Jewish?
She is, but she converted. She grew up Catholic.
Okay, okay, okay.
And
this is a close one.
Also, remember, Mauricio is a Jewish Mexican.
Okay, and
yeah, that's I always found that interesting. Okay, I'm gonna say
oh,
Kyle
there's no
won.
Point to that. actually, you're wrong. LVP won 57% would rather go to her.
Maybe they think, like, they'd see, like, some Pump Rules people or
something. Yeah, maybe. Well, Kyle has the white party. She can't have every great party.
Maybe, like, they thought that Sheena would perform.
Maybe they're like, oh, is Brandy going to be having sex with somebody in the bathroom again? Ugh. And then Lisa's like, I've got DJ James Kennedy.
Who, like, played at a show in Fresno this week. I was
yeah,
like,
I saw that. He's like, turn up Tuesday. Okay. Okay. So this is a personal question, the next question.
Mm-hmm.
And anyways, have you blacked out at your own work holiday party? Yes or no?
You know, I was, like, disappointed in the response because more people said no.
Yeah, 65% no. And I feel like...
So a third did.
You need to know that we don't judge you guys. We judge Bravo celebrities.
Right, and
I feel like you might have lied to us.
We decided that the poll is in, guys. You
oh, yes.
are called the jury.
The jury. We are the two judgy girls, and you are the jury. Thank you guys so much for all. We had some really good ones. We had some, like, Judge Judy's. We had the Judgettes. Yeah, we had some, like, really good write-ins.
No, but everyone, like, basically said jury, and we, yeah. like, felt really dumb that we never had thought of that. But that's okay.
Yeah, I would say a good, like, 90% of you were, like, obviously the jury, and I was just, every time you would write it in, I was like, great, yeah, that's totally what we were thinking, too, and I was like, why didn't we
We were like shocked by the amount of people that said the jury. I was like, wow.
Mary, is that a shirt? Are you wearing a brace on your wrist right now? Oh my god, it's a shirt.
It's one of those, yeah. Oh,
I thought you were wearing like an arm brace or you're like arthritis.
Probably. I'm going to need that soon.
But yeah, so you're the jury. So the jury said only 35% of the jury has blacked out at a holiday party.
A third and two thirds. That's, you know, relative.
Step up the game, guys. We need blackouts. We encourage bad behavior.
I mean, I didn't get home at 4 o'clock in the morning from the third grade cocktail party on Saturday night.
I mean, go ahead. Moving on. Okay, who will be on the naughty list this year? Is it Rinna or is it Teddy the new girl?
I think it's going to be Teddy.
You think it's going to be Teddy and you think that's how people voted? Or you...
No, I think people voted Rinna, but I think Teddy was going to be on the naughty list.
Yeah, you're correct. Rinna got 71% of the votes, but that's also because people don't know Teddy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
She didn't bother me. I actually got a good vibe from her because she slept with Edwin.
She thought his name was Edward.
Yeah, I loved that.
Yeah, but I was like, I got it. You're a professional equestrian. Like, I got it. You like horses. We'll get into that later. But she's fine. She's like harmless.
Yeah.
Like, I think what's going to happen is Dorit's going to have a great second season, but she's going to go into that girl. Like, I've been around the block before, so she's going to go in on Teddy because it's low-hanging fruit.
Yes.
Okay. Who is the star on top of your tree? Is it Erica Jane or is it Bethany?
I think people love – I am overwhelmed by how much people like Bethany because I can't stand the bitch.
The great stuff she did for Puerto Rico. Great stuff.
Thank you for Puerto Rico. But
who's going on top of your tree?
Queen Erica Jane.
Mm-hmm. Well, 73% agreed with you.
Oh, okay. Good.
Good job. Whew, jury's out on that one. I'm trying to use it into every sentence I can now.
Sure.
Okay. Who is more of a ho ho ho? Is it Luann or is it Sonia?
Sonia.
63%.
That's pretty close.
We also found out that, guys, that finally Sonia's following us now.
Oh my gosh, yeah, we like did not know that.
We did not know. I saw that she had watched a story and I was like, why is she just randomly clicking? And I saw that she's actually following us.
So we have Sonia,
Vicky, Cam, Megan, Pigtails.
Oh yeah, Powerhouse and Pigtails. The real Margaret is very responsive, by the way, guys.
She's great, yeah. What I think is funny though is the amount of like Bravo celebrities that follow us is like relatively similar to the amount of Bravo celebrities who've blocked us. But you know what?
Jax, Sheena. Tamara.
Did you see Sheena's most recent post? People are sending it.
No, I can't. I literally well, can't I know, but see you, them.
I know, but the jury's been nice and they screenshot for us, which is great. So we really appreciate that because we can't see what they
so
post.
So many photos will be like, this post has been deleted. Or this post is
unavailable.
Unavailable. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, yep. That means they blocked us.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, are you sending us something from a Bravo celebrity? More likely than not, they've blocked us. But Sheena like posted this like super thirsty photo. And then she's like, should I get boobs or not?
Ugh. She doesn't have that already?
No, she doesn't have fake boobs. And she'd already gone on a rant that she would never get fake boobs. But she obviously just wanted the attention.
She wants to be like Doritos.
She's like
Doritos and her titties, her twins.
Yeah, she's
when
like,
when did they get so big?
She's like, PK, do you like Jagger or Phoenix? That's what I've called my boobies. They sit so high, it's like I have an Adam's apple and it's in my throat.
No, they're like actually, like, a lot of you guys send us direct messages of her boobs. They are
large and in charge. They're flotation devices.
They're like watermelons. Those mini watermelons.
Yes, like large grapefruit.
They look really hard.
It looks like it hurts how high they are. Like I feel.
Yeah,
like,
they must be bigger than a grapefruit. Why did like Kelly God's not look that big compared? Like, I wonder where theirs are relatively.
Well, Kelly God's I think hang a little bit low.
Okay.
But Doritos are like so high. Like, also, do you think LVP got a boob job? Her boobs in Vegas were looking
like perkier.
Yeah, yeah, they were looking very luscious. Yeah.
Why shouldn't she?
I think maybe when Dory was in was in Miami for 4 months, that she also got those puppies done.
Called recovery. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. So moving on. Okay. Oh, not again! You drank all the eggnog and woke up next to your worst nightmare. Who is it? Is it Garth Brooks or is it Simon Barney?
I would sleep with Simon over Garth. I mean, Brooks.
Well,
Simon's not bad looking. He's just kind of like a narcissist, sociopath. Like kind maybe of a woman Bedore.
Maybe a woman abuser, but like, yeah, whatever.
But like, what Orange County guy isn't?
Well, Brooks got 71% of the votes.
Ew, you guys are disgusting. He didn't even have teeth until Vicky met him.
In the words of Stassi, you are disgusting.
Ugh.
Oh, God. Okay. Who would be your elf on the shelf? Is it Dorinda or is it Dolores?
Dorinda.
Dorinda. 86% agreed. Okay. And the final one. You're a mommy. Which Santa are you kissing? Is it Austin or is it Craig?
Austin!
You can have
Craig.
This is like a Sophie's choice for me. Like, I don't know.
Right.
I don't know. But 70% agreed with you and said Austin.
Oh, he's so sweet.
Hey, it's just like, I mean, again.
They're like having like the Southern Charm finale rap party tonight.
Oh, I saw that.
They're on their like live stories. I'm like, oh my God, my little baby.
Austin's just so adorable. Like, Shep, poor Shep, because he's really, we'll talk about it when we talk. Okay.
He's so gross.
Okay. Should we do reviews real quick?
Yes. Okay.
Guys, we're so close to having 100 reviews. So if you haven't done it yet, 5 stars only. But please go ahead and review us. Okay. So I'm going to read. Sorry, I have to scroll.
I'll read two because one of them's short.
Okay. I'm going to read.
Girls,
okay. Go ahead. Sorry.
You girls rock. 5 stars, obviously. Your commentary is right on and so funny. A real housewife of Petaluma. Petaluma. Hey, girl. I've been up there twice recently.
What's the user?
El Maja 6. That's not it.
Okay. I'm going to do from J Mac. What? 5 stars. You guys, you have to listen to this hilarious podcast. I don't even want to read this part, but I'm going to. I almost gave up on one of the early episodes when I first listened because of the sound issues. Guys, we're full-time people who don't understand technology. Give us a break. Thank Kelly God I didn't, because this podcast is everything. I seriously miss when they skip a week. My personal favorite is a Shannon impression. I can't help but crack up alone in my car. Oh, and your new Bravo show idea should be called Relation Shannon. Keep it up, girls.
Oh, that's really cute.
That was really great.
This one is from Millennial 4 NPR. Smoke show. Mary and Courtney are on the...
Are on fire, Mary.
Are on fire. Mine, like, stopped. Wait, can you...
You want okay, me to keep whatever. Going?
No.
Okay.
5 stars. Duh. Mary... Mm-hmm. From the Bay and Courtney from LA are on fire. I look forward to their hilarious commentary each week. Get these girls shaking drinks on Watch What Happens Live. That's my dream. That's my 2018 net resolution.
That's an intense resolution. Okay, but what I like too is that the username has NPR in it, which means you girls are, ladies, gents, whoever's listening to us, you guys are smart. And you're smart to listen to hear. So thank you. We appreciate it. Wait, is that what you're making as your resolution? Guys, this is our final podcast of 2017.
And this, okay, we're like almost at, this are like almost our 1 year anniversary. We started the first week of January.
Oh my gosh, we really did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This was our New Year's resolution.
We're almost a year old, you guys. Oh my God, I forgot.
It's flown by.
It really has flown by. Wow.
But yeah, my New Year's resolution is to clearly lose 20 to 30 pounds and then get on Watch What Happens Live. Hopefully lose the weight before I get on Watch What Happens
Live. Right. It's just water and X-Lax still bartending on Watch What Happens Live. My resolution is to be like more active and like get out there more. And so, oh my God, I'll tell you. So I decided, I was like, I'm going to join this running club. It's full of smart people and they, you know, you're doing like an activity together. So it's a nice way to meet people without just it being like at a bar, but you run and then you like go to a no shower happy hour.
Okay.
So on Tuesday, my friend was like, oh, well, you know, they have one tonight. Like maybe we should go so that we're like acquainted with it when the new year starts. I'm like, totally. Like, this would be great. And so they send you, like, an email that has, like, the map of what you're running. And so the map shows it's, like, a two-mile run. I'm like, oh, perfect. Like,
easy.
I can, like, run that in 45 minutes. But I was like, yeah. Oh, great. I'll just, like, I'll go at my own pace. No big deal. So it wasn't that. What it was it was, like, a half-mile warm-up, which at the half-mile, I was like, oh, my God, I'm never going to make this. And then it was a mile run. And then it was 25 minutes of sprints up a hill.
Ew.
And then it was a mile run back.
Were all these people in shape?
Oh, yeah. I was the slowest by far. My friend is, like, a great runner. She's, like, fantastic. Like,
I'm sorry.
No, like, did it in high school. Like, she's just really great. And I just, so she was, excuse like, me. She was killing the game. And then there was, like, me that was like, I'll sit this one out.
That's
so needless awful. To say,
I'm sorry.
I'm ending my year. I can barely walk 2 days later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think I really want to usually over with it's my
like
personal. You get
the like two day sore.
Well, sure. I won them over with two judgy girls.
What did you do? You told people about it?
They were talking about how big I didn't tell them about the podcast. The podcast, I was like, oh, I have this Instagram account.
Oh,
because
sure.
They started talking about Megan King Edmonds, and I was like, oh, I got a funny story for you. So I told her this story. But I was like, oh, yeah, I have this Instagram account. And she's like, oh, my God, this is so funny. So I want them over with the personalities. I'm like, what I lack in speed, I make up in housewife's knowledge. And I got them all to follow the page. So
great. Good for you.
Yeah, so that's my New Year's resolution, is to be more active.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
I know when you come and visit, I'm like, oh, it's only like half a mile away. We can walk. You're like, what? Walking?
Well, we don't do that here. Only for walking Archie.
I know. Okay, wait. Then this is going to be our last little part of the news. We got the best moments.
We asked you, the jury.
The best moments of 2017. Mm-hmm. I said of 2000 speed.
I know. You're losing it. I'm just trying to like let it go and keep moving on, you know?
I know. Okay. Okay. So,
best moments of 2017.
Overwhelming response.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's about Tom.
It's always about Tom. Tom. It was really all about Luann. It was Luann. It was Tom. It was her falling in the bushes.
It was the divorce.
Yeah, the
it was
Sag Harbor,
the Sag Harbor reunion.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Lou. It was the Mexico trip.
I brought some rosé to go over things.
Yes, yes. It was her falling in the bushes. You guys also loved the Mexico trip, which I have to totally agree with. Mm-hmm. You were happy about the divorces, just not just Lou, but
a
Shannon
lot of people.
And Kelly.
A lot of people. We got an overwhelming response for like, good for Shannon. Like that was kind of a top housewife. Good for Shannon for leaving Beatty Bador. Mm-hmm. And Kelly didn't mention, and people didn't mention this, but I think Kelly Godd should be appreciated. She was in San Francisco this week. I was trying to look for her, but no luck.
And then we also got the Lisa Rinna the bunny moment at.
At the reunion, when Kim gave back the bunny that had bad energy.
It doesn't have good energy. And the one single tear falling from Rinna's eye.
Amazing. And the most iconic moment for me would be Leanne Lockins.
They're just hams. he gets his dick sucked at the roundup. I know the boys who did it.
You guys still... listen to Danny Pellegrino's interview with her.
Oh my God. I find
the chart.
Did I tell you I listened to it?
No.
Oh my God. I listened to it and I was like, I was like getting anxiety just like listening to it because you could just tell like she wasn't supposed to say that. She wasn't supposed to say that. Like, oh my God.
Apparently, I think she might have gotten in trouble for that interview.
Yeah. He said she like went rogue for like a little bit because her publicist got pissed.
Yeah. And then the final act for 2017. Mm-hmm. Clap, clap, clap. Dorinda, what are you doing here without Dorinda?
Dorinda, yes. She was one of the top housewives. And then, again, like we said, Shannon, Lou, and Leanne seem to really take the top-notch spots for you guys.
Shining stars this year.
Yep. They all sit atop of our trees, or they're lit on fire on the menorah. No? Is that not right?
Not going there. Okay, let's go. Oh, my God. Let's go to VPR. Let's go to VPR.
That was very Margaret of me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Don't stop. Just stop talking. Stop talking.
Okay. I'm sorry. That was a genuine accident. Okay, moving on.
Okay, so in Vanderpump Rules, we start out because
Jax has admitted
that mm-hmm. he cheated on Brittany with Faith while she was caregiving for a 95-year-old. I just find the whole situation bizarre.
The whole thing's weird, and I'm like, all I want to do is be like, Brittany, get some mother effing self-confidence. Like, we didn't talk about last week's because we didn't obviously record, but it was like when she was like in the apartment, she's like, I'm going to Vegas and I'm gonna pretend like I'm single, even though I'm not really gonna pretend, but I'm gonna let Jax think I'm pretending.
I know.
I was like, shut up, Brittany.
I also like love to see how poor they are. They like don't even get in like Uber X's or anything. They're just like the straight up Camry or
the Uber X. You mean the black car?
Oh yeah, the black car or something like
that. Yeah.
I get the black car just because sometimes because I want to feel like a Kardashian. Like, step up your game, VPR.
Maybe they don't get as drunk as you when you call the black car. No, but she was like, and she's like, did you do it? And he's like, it's the same when he delivered the line of when he fucked Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, I did it.
Yeah.
Like, it was just so, like, nonchalant. And she's like, I hope you're rotten hell. You're disgusting. And then she's like, I fucked him.
I know. She's like, I did something disgusting last night. Yes. I had sex with Jax. And we're all like, ah!
And then she was like, her and Stassi went to a spa this week because she was supposed to have an anniversary thing.
Two-year anniversary.
Here's what cracked me up, though, right? Because they're like, oh, Taylor, party of two? And she's like, oh, it's just no. And I was like, did she book the massage under his last name?
Who knows with these people?
And she's
who
like,
knows?
She's like, Stassi.
She wants to be Miss Taylor.
She's like, Stassi, I gotta tell you something. And Stassi's like, you had sex last night. You are disgusting. And I was like, she so is disgusting. Ew.
No,
I
but
just, like,
and it's also like, how weird is it that she is with Jax's ex-girlfriend who he has done the same exact thing to, and she knows exactly how Brittany is feeling, and she tells her exactly what Jax is going to do, and that he's going to be so nice to her and he's going to apologize and do everything to get him back. I mean, it's like the playbook is just,
and she's like, repeat. But I'm the one who changed Jax Taylor. I want to be the one who changed him. She's gone real white trash, by the way, in my voices. But I'm just like, what is she doing? Like, why does she want to stay with him? Like, she's friends enough with all the people that she'd still be on the show. And, like, all I can think of are, like, Jax probably does, like, not manscape. And I could see him running, like, taking, like, steroids and then just, like, profusely sweating sitting on the couch. So, like, he has, like, smelly balls.
And he doesn't manscape too much.
No, and he doesn't manscape. So he probably like pushes her head down there.
Ew, stop. You're like,
she needs like an oxygen
about them way too much.
And she needs like an oxygen mask.
Okay, I loved Jax's comment about how he's like, I just wish Brittany would hook up with someone else so we're like kind of even. That's not even. You don't get
he
even.
He does not want to be with her. Like, he's like, I'm self-set. Did you watch his Watch What Happens Live last week?
No.
Okay. So it must have been right after last week's episode when he admitted it. And he's like, I'm a self-sabotage. I like to sabotage her. Mm-hmm. I like to sabotage myself. And I'm like, no, what you want is you like to push as far as you can and you want to do whatever you want and you hope that the person just accepts you. Like, he doesn't want to be with Brittany.
Well, maybe he just wanted hate sex. Tom Sandoval would love
any sort of sex. No, yeah. Tom Sandoval would just love a little touch on the wee. It's not his own hand.
They haven't had sex for 2 months. Not even at Coachella, guys.
But okay, here's what I
just
want to
give her an orgasm.
He's like, I just want to give her an orgasm. But here's what I don't get. The first episode, we have to hear about Ariana's great haircut and how Tom has masturbated to it like 6 times. She's like, so feel sorry for my vagina. And I'm like, but you're not letting him in it.
Yeah, that's like so on her. It's because she's riding horses. She doesn't need it.
She's getting the pleasure there. Not like bestiality wise. Guys, no. Wow.
You're on one tonight, honey.
Okay, so what do you think about Stassi becoming? Go ahead.
That whole like her like riding scene and stuff. Ugh. I'm like, she really got thrown off that horse and didn't even cry. I was like, wow, good for you.
Because the cameras were there. She's like, oh no. It's like Walter and I just had to like build trust.
I cried because I broke a Christmas decoration this week. Like
you've had a rough week.
Okay.
It's been tough.
And then I just started yelling, I'm just tired.
But I don't, like, when Ariana got, or Ariana, I don't even know how you say it, when she got bucked off the horse, I, like, laughed.
I know, I saw your snap.
I was like, I shouldn't be laughing, but, like, this guy, and then Brittany was like, oh, no. And I was like, I can't do this. I can't. But, okay.
Wait, going back to the brother talking about sex,
that's what
Tom.
I was going to say that. What? So they've let him move back in.
Right. And then, but the brother's like, you got to find the root. What do you think the root is?
But I'm like, why is the brother giving you advice of how to have sex with his sister?
I don't know. I'm disgusted. I'm grossed out.
Okay. So what do you think of James' girlfriend, Raquel?
She's Bambi on steroids. She's a model / college student.
Kinesiology.
She just, you know, like, she has anxiety and, like, petting puppies helps her. James needs edibles.
Like, I'm James Kennedy and, like, I don't know what that accent is, but it's like,
it's Turn Up Tuesday!
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
So I started using Dime Beauty at the end of last year. It is a simple skincare routine. I mean, who has time for that 10-step stuff? Dime is a clean, high-end skincare that is very affordable, and it really works. Dime did not sacrifice performance just to make it clean either. And when I mean clean, Dime is 100% transparent about every single ingredient, so you can use their products daily with confidence. So I start with their gentle cleanser. It's kind of like a jelly form and smells like coconuts. Obsessed with it. Then after I wash my face, I use the TBT serum. Soaks right into your skin. And then during the day, I use their dewy day cream. Obsessed with it, melts into your skin. I finished mine in St. Lucia and was like so pissed off about it. And then at night, I have their restorative night cream and their TBT cream. This TB cream has been sold out. It's Dime's sold out retinol alternative, the TBT cream, and it's finally back in stock, so you can check that out. They have over 2 million happy customers, and their product reviews are literally all 5 stars. Love your skin again. Go to dimebeautyco.com now and unlock your discount. That's dimebeautyco.com and love the skin you're in. Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But
I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10 minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10 minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits. I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or Bike Plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us. I've been using Way products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the anti-frizz cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy. I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Way. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Way products. I'm a Way girly, but be fizz free with Way. You can go to theouai.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
He's like, take over, turn up.
He's like, anxiety? Like, I smoke marijuana for that. And he's like,
oh, got it, guys. Like, I do drugs. I'm cool.
I'm a cool guy. My password for my birthday party would probably be 420 as well. Beat that, Sheena. And Sheena's just like, hold on. Make sure the camera's getting my good side.
Totally. With my veneers.
Ugh. Okay. So then, the real thing is like, all the girls are getting together for the PJ party to do a Witches of WeHo thing.
Which, have we seen this before?
The witch stuff?
Yeah.
Probably. I think Katie, like,
do I just do this on the weekends and I'm familiar?
Well, Katie once did like a little tarot card reading thing, I think.
We've heard the Witches of WeHo before, right? I mean,
I don't know, because that was like, maybe that was what I wanted to. Yeah, mm-hmm. You have the WeHo Webster.
Yeah.
And I wanted to call my friends the Witches of WeHo, which they promptly denied.
Okay. I know I'm familiar with this type of craft.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
did you like that all the girls put their differences aside to have a pajama party where like Stassi was like cute and she had like her like silk long sleeve and pants, and then Sheena like showed up in like lingerie?
I guess it's just every girl's dream to just eat whatever you want in sweatpants
from like,
I
mean, a that's beer a
typical s- Sunday oh but
before
me, but...
before she goes Before
like,
she got,
I mean, they were like, this is my idea of a party. Let's just eat whatever we want in pajamas. And I'm like, I call that Sunday, bitches.
I call that any day that ends in Y, to be honest. But before
they... Let's have a spiked chocolate milk shot and some Meemaw's pear cheese.
And what about, okay, before Brittany goes over there, she's like wearing lingerie in front of Jax. And she's like, you know, Jax, I'm going to this party tonight and we're probably going to talk shit on you. And he's like, well, why would you let that happen? She's like, I don't know, Jax, because you fucked Faith. Remember, we were going to have a threesome and then you decided to have it without me.
Did you read about that? Like, please stop. Please stop.
I think it sounds just like her.
It's awful. Okay.
Wait, but so she's wearing that lingerie and he's like, oh, are you going to show me your booty? And she's like, I know, and then you don't get to see my booty.
Stop. It's so bad. I'm sorry. You guys, I'm sorry. We're almost done with this part. I got to get her off it. Okay, let's talk more about the Witches of WeHo.
Wait, what about the tequila gun that Katie brought?
Yeah, I mean.
In Kristen's mouth?
Yeah.
And I was like, so many jokes.
I know.
Okay, go ahead.
But I liked how they like took the lemon and the paper and they're like, this isn't to physically hurt him, but we're going to put a spell on the scorned lover.
Mm-hmm. They're voodooing it up.
Yeah.
What did you think about the fucks Jack's espionage? One of Tom Schwartz's finer moments.
Wait, that was beyond hilarious.
Why do these editors not get nominated for Emmys?
Wait, Tom was like, he has no idea what he's walking into. Like, this was the funniest shit ever. He was like, Stassi is the, what did he say Stassi was? Who's the human lie detector?
I believe that's Kristen.
Yeah,
Kristen. Okay, so it was, Dodie, she was the tech analyst and she can hack any password.
Yes.
And then Stassi was the human lie detector.
Human lie detector.
And she knows Jax's patterns.
And then Katie's the lieutenant.
She's like, the grizzled lieutenant. What the fuck
did you do?
I want fucking answers now.
Yeah.
And then Jax is clueless, just trying to have a beer.
Yeah.
And I was like, Tom, I don't actually like you because I think that you cheat on your wife all the time. But like sometimes you're funny, which then makes me think that I like you. Mm-hmm. I can't figure what's wrong. Like, what's wrong with him? Is he slow?
I thought he looked really cute. And I loved his little sorry speech to LVP and the flowers and the balloon. And I loved that him and Shorty cried together and you got to see his makeup.
Oh, Sandoval's?
You could see, like, that Sandoval's makeup was falling off.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah, I forgot
Schwartz
about
is
all
my
that.
Number one.
Well, it's also like saying like who's like the least, like they're all just horrible. I think they're all bad.
Yeah.
Like,
well, the thing with Tom Sandoval is that he genuinely cares so much. He takes life so seriously, and it's because he's so dumb that he takes things to the next level because he doesn't have like a full grasp on life. Oh. So to see him in such seriousness all the time,
mm-hmm.
he has like tender moments all the time.
Wait, are we talking about Schwartz or Sandoval?
Sandoval.
Okay. Just making sure.
My Schwartzy, I love.
Okay, got it. When he was like, let's talk business. Okay, so I saw this thing that you can freeze a shot. Like, do you mind if we just, like, wait?
No, but that's, once again, he's just so serious about things.
That's true. Totally true.
Okay, and then it basically ends with the girls, like, cornering Jax on the phone and
saying, oh my god, that was so intense.
That they heard that you slept with Faith more than once.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, no, I didn't. Then they're like, yes, you did. And then he just fucking goes off like steroid rant. What does it matter? I said I didn't do it. Shut up. No, it happened one.
And then she's like, and she like hung. I was like, honey. I'm like, that guy is a fucking abuser.
Yeah.
He is. Fuck this guy. I just hate Jax so much. Like, you're a 38-year-old man. Like, Shep is, when you compare Shep and Jax, like, Shep is so much better because Jax is just a horrible human being. Like, he's just...
I agree with that. However, the more I watch Relationship, I am getting so turned off by him. Shep is a slob.
Let's just talk about Relationship.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think he's sloppy. Mm-hmm. I think he eats with his mouth open. Mm-hmm. He pigs out and he's like skinny fat.
Yeah, he's but his problem, like, he's just, there's just so many problems.
He's a goober. He's like a goober.
Yeah, he's just, you could tell he's like very insecure and actually doesn't know how to handle these girls. And he's really just used to like a one night stand.
Been in a relationship since 2004.
Right. But like, he's like, it's more along the lines of that. He's like, he just uses his like quote unquote fame to like hook up with a girl and then he never has to see him again. So like all of a sudden he has to put effort in. He's like so uncomfortable and so insecure. Like I don't know. The producer
is his matchmaker that like tells him, be vulnerable, let your guard down.
Yeah. I did like seeing Cam this week.
Yeah, she's always a cutie.
She's the best. But yeah, they like all the girls come this week. And what do you think of the girls that he chose? So he has Peyton.
Okay, and Peyton's on Southern Charm.
Yes. Yeah, next
upcoming season. The tall blonde from LA.
Yeah, so she moved to Charleston.
She got a little sassy towards the end of the episode, aka she had a cheeseburger and was so wasted.
Oh my gosh, she's like making love to it. I think she wants to date what's his face?
Austin.
Yes.
Because they both went to Bama.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what she wants.
I agree with that. The Texas girl is super into like looking for a real relationship, making this thing work.
But she's 22.
She gave up her graduation to be here. Yeah, but I think these Texas people.
That's true. They're like debutantes and then they like need to get married.
Yeah.
But yeah, but and I like her. But then she's like told Cam, she's like, I'm a vegetarian. And Cam's like, no.
And then we have Arden that came in late, that she's in the yes phase, and she's literally has no depth. She's gone.
She's the first gone.
I think
the Brazilian is too good for him.
She's like 35, and she's like, what am I doing here with 23-year-olds?
I like the Becca girl. Like, I bet that's who he actually ends up choosing.
Or is her name Bella or Becca?
Oh, sorry. Yeah,
I think it's Bella.
Yeah, sorry.
Right. And they went on the dinner date. Yeah, like, and I like that these girls are challenging him and mm-hmm. they're like, I don't want to kiss you on camera. And yeah. Like, they definitely know they're like all hotter than him. And I kind of like it. It's like, he's not this knight in shining armor.
Wait, is that really his number? I missed that.
Okay, they said 641. I think it was like a joke, but I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know if
he's 38, let's just say he started having sex at like 16. So that's 22 years. I'm going to do some math right now with the aid of the calculator. I mean, like, so yeah, 641 divided by 22. That's 29 girls a year. That seems a little aggressive.
I mean, if he's going out every night of the week, like, that's, like, not even sleeping with one person once a week.
The amount of alcohol and drugs he has to have, like, coke dick all the time.
I don't think he has a lot of repeat offenders, though. So it's, like, a one and done. And who even knows if he, like, completely sleeps with them?
Yeah, he's probably just like, yeah, I slept with them. Like, but they, like, just passed out next to each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I slept with them. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
Great.
I did like love the kind of the beach scene though, mm-hmm. because I thought the girls were going to be like, well, Craigie was there and Austin. I would have been like, Bishop.
Yeah, I would have. But okay. So this is
such a, oh God, when he, sorry. The go speedo, ahead. Go ahead. The
oh
speedo.
My God. It's not funny. Like, it was funny one time in the Southern Charm. And now it's like, he's like, this is my shtick. And it's like, it's not a good look. You're not cute. And like, but Craig was so cute because he was saying something. He's like, oh, that's how I found the one I love or something. Like, he said something so sweet knowing that him and Naomi aren't together anymore. But when he said it, I was like, Craig, let me cuddle you and then you can sew me some gloves.
Where's my kitty cat?
Gizmo the cat.
But can you touch my kitty cat, Craigie? But I wouldn't want Austin to.
I'm sitting here in silence to make it more uncomfortable for Mary.
I know. You were laughing back. Join me.
Please pet my kitty cat, please.
Pat the puss. Pat the puss.
Scratch the puss.
Scratch the puss. Okay. But yeah, that's basically what I have to say about relationships.
Yeah,
I'm kind of bored, but
yeah, someone's coming on the way. And it's like, and the girl's like, that's not fair to us. I'm like, you guys have been there for a day and a half.
Wait, but I also think, is it Landon?
She's like, I think I love you too.
Like, I love think it could be Landon.
Oh God, she would make an ass of herself. I'm so glad we don't have to deal with her in 2018.
She's like, this dolphin's going out to the ocean and never coming back.
You guys, we have an idea. Like, you know how at the Oscars they do the in memoriam or whatever for the people that died? We're gonna do all this for New Year's Day, all the people that got fired from Bravo this year. So Landon will be included.
Don't let your love pass you by. To be doubted.
Okay, so it's gonna be Landon, OC Lydia.
Dito. Goodbye, David. Goodbye, Michael.
It's gonna be good. Okay, we have this vision. Okay. Doobie anyways.
Okay, let's move on.
You know what? We gotta make like an AI movie.
Yeah,
that
will
be.
We'll figure out how to do that.
God, if we could get a technology person on our side, I have brilliant ideas.
Like, we're looking for director.
We don't even know how to Photoshop. We're taking a technology intern. You work for free.
You work for free.
You can be the third judgy girl.
No, that doesn't even work. That name is not available on Instagram. I flipped.
Wait, seriously? Nope.
Okay, okay, so now we're in Milan.
Yeah. So Jersey, let's just like skim through this. It's the same story.
So fucking sick. Like, first off, we can't even talk about Atlanta because neither of us know what the fuck is going on in Atlanta.
I stopped.
It's
watching
just a lot
Atlanta.
Of like bloop blop. You're not married. You're fat. You tried to get me fired. Bloop blop. Bleep bloop blop. And I'm like, I can't.
No, I'm
so
done.
Sorry, guys. If you were here for Atlanta, I should
we're not talking.
I should have told you after we talked about Beverly Hills right before we ended, so you stuck with the whole thing. But you can abandon ship now if you want, if you haven't already. To be honest.
Okay, in New Jersey, they're still in Milan.
I'm just. It's just like, Siggy, fucking move on.
Well, the most fascinating part to this episode was seeing how you make homemade pasta, because I didn't know how you did that before.
I was like, so can I do this?
I learned something. That was the best thing
I also learned how to make shoes.
True.
So this was the more you know.
I keep on falling more in love with Marge.
Okay, Marge handled... Okay, Marge's apology was so sincere and nice. And for Siggy just to sit her fucking dready ass goddamn extensions and her stupid fucking mole and plastic surgery face just sipping her fucking wine, I was like, I'm going to pull out your goddamn hair and then slap you in the face with it.
She seemed very out of it. Like... She seemed, like, mute, and she seemed – it was almost like she was having delayed reactions.
But I feel
I
like
felt
she
like she was on a pill.
Maybe,
like on
but
a, like,
she could have just said, like, a Valium or something, Xanax.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like she could have just said, like, thank you.
Right.
And then – or, like, and she could have said, thank you, and then she could have said something like, I'd love to discuss this, like, maybe tomorrow so I can collect my thoughts. Like, something like that. Then her half-assed fucking apology to Marge the next day, I was like, no. Get her off the show.
Her and her trigger words, like, her trigger word is Hitler, and, like – Then I look
when like I hit, when I hear the word Hitler, I'm like, yeah. It's like Hitler's not a good word for anything. And if you listen to what fucking Marge said,
yeah,
you would have understood.
It's like taken way out of context.
Totally.
And then I love how Teresa actually said the word jail.
This,
and
Teresa, this is a good season for Teresa.
Yeah. But yeah, and then Marge handled herself so well, and Siggy is just like. So irrational, and it's like she, you know what it is, it's like Siggy,
she's so jealous.
She has an irrational hatred towards Marge, and it's like she is mad at her for apologizing because now she has to, like,
she can't be mad at her for it. Yeah.
exactly.
Well, what she's pissed about too is, I think what she's pissed about is that she brought Marge into the group. I think we've said this before, and that because everybody likes Marge more than they like Siggy, she's like irrationally pissed. So she's using the front of like this Hitler bullshit,
yeah,
to be the reason why she doesn't really like her.
Okay, so then someone wrote on Instagram today and, like, you know, made some
commented on our photo of like to move on or something.
Right. And then she's like, I know, my heart aches to be sued by Vineyard Vines for $9.6 million and other companies as well. I also have always wanted pigtails and I've always wanted to be a cheater and have a stuffed bear that my hubby shot and killed in my foyer. You are so right. By George, you are brilliant. It's like, you are making such a fool of yourself. Like, stop.
Well, Marge like, even responded to us like last week and she said she was like so stressed out. Like, she's like, I've never dealt with somebody this crazy, like coming at me from every single angle. She just handled herself with such class. And first off, remember when Siggy and Dolores had their little pajama party and they had pigtails? Yeah. Don't tell me you don't want fucking pigtails, Siggy.
Right.
Also, yeah. Just like, move the fuck on.
Yeah.
Like, you could and then, like,
Dolores, yeah. Dolores is not fitting in either. And she drinks, and she claims she doesn't drink.
What's up with
she
her boobs?
Red wine again. And she has a fake doctor boyfriend.
And she's like, shouldn't you text your boyfriend? And I was like, the whole thing, I was like, we get it. You want to fuck Frank if you're not already. Like, you want to be with Frank. It's just he doesn't want to be with you.
Yeah.
I'm just so, like, I don't understand. And, like, her boobs, though, are, like, really drive me nuts. I do enjoy Teresa's, not knowledge of the English language when she was like, I was called an adultery. She was get the ingredients.
I know.
And she didn't know what Studio 54 was.
I know. She's so out of it. She's so out of it.
But
go ahead. I think Marge is rising above too because she made like such a not a big deal comment. And then it's like, she kind of started the fight, but Soggy's taking the fight to the next level with the anti-Semitic comment and right. all of that. It's like, that's the best when you did something wrong, but then someone up that person
they
you
do
did
more
something wrong.
Wrong. Yes. They do it more
and that's
wrong.
What's happening.
Yes. She's like, yeah, I actually win.
Oh, I'm kind of winning.
Well, and it's also just like Marge is just kind of like, she's like she's I don't even know back. How to. She's like, I don't even know how to handle this, and like. She's apologized so many times. And when Siggy's like, I packed my bags to leave Milan so that I could go home. And I'm like, yeah, fucking right. You live for the camera. Like, she keeps saying, like, oh, they edited me to be this villain, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, they can't edit what you don't give them.
I know.
You're She's a psycho.
And the season. So they have a shorter season for some reason.
Thank God.
Yeah.
They're probably like, oh my God, this fight drags on way too long. Like,
I was enjoying it and then I wasn't.
Yeah, it's too much. I'm over it. Like, I really think that they should just give Teresa her own show. And then Melissa's a side
like
character.
Like the Gorgas. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love watching No-No. I'm excited for the surprise party. And
so do you think, so at the end of the episode, he was like yelling at Melissa, like, you better not talk to me like that in front of other people or something. Joe Gorga yelled at her. Did you see that?
My TV always cuts off at the very end.
Oh, so he yelled at her, but I think it's a ruse for Teresa's surprise party. So it seems like they get in a fight.
Oh, I like it.
But it's really, because I don't think Joe Gorga would talk to his wife like that in front of other people. Did you like when he talked to Melania? Like, you need to, like, stop being a dick.
You're a little devil.
You're a devil.
You guys are devils. But I also, so I was worried because, you know, for the reunion, Melissa and Teresa aren't on the same bench. Mm-hmm. But don't worry, guys. In real time, they were in
at STK.
Together, and mm-hmm. Yeah, it's everything's fine.
And Teresa's rumored boyfriend was at STK, too.
I say more power to her.
Yeah. I say you put whatever pee you need to in your V.
Because yeah. Once stop chopping up raw meat into
I was like the prosciutto. Oh no,
steak tartare. No.
Okay, so then
Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hills, what a thrill.
Beverly Hills, what a thrill. I'm a 90210 type of hoe.
What?
I treat a man like he treats me. Salt and pepper.
Oh, I was like, please keep going. Okay, so should we do the new taglines?
Yeah.
Okay, you start.
In this town, fame and money come and go, but friends should not. Kyle, get a new line.
How about, I stole our goddamn house and I do it again. That's more realistic, Kyle. Okay. Some people call me cold, but it's not ice. It's diamonds. Queen.
Erica Jane. Mm-hmm. Doritos.
I'm not gonna look at you.
I believe in excess of everything except moderation. You guys, I was sending Courtney voice notes as Doritos, and I thought I sounded so good. But Courtney doesn't think I'm good. I believe in excess of moderation.
Oh my god, it's worse. Wait, start over. It's worse that time.
I believe in excess of everything except moderation. You guys, I think I sound really good. Okay, you do, Teddy.
Okay. Having the best isn't important to me, but being my best is.
Queen Rena. I always spell her name wrong. R-H-I-N-N-A.
I always spell it like she's Rihanna.
I don't have to buy it because I already own it.
Oh, that's. I think that one was actually my favorite of all of them.
I agree.
Okay, and then LVP. The Queen of Diamonds always has an ace up her sleeve. Did I nail it?
We were practicing the accents so you guys, hard before, and we couldn't do it.
Like, okay, you do LVP.
No, I can't. Just I don't have a British accent.
Just okay. Try it. Just James Kennedy doing LVP.
Wait, I need to hear her. I'm trying to hear. Darlene. Okay. The Queen of Diamonds. I can't.
Wait, Dory, okay, let's just. I believe in excess of everything except moderation. Jagger, do you know how to speak now? Did you poopy in your diaper?
Jagger. We thought he was too old to be pooping in diapers, but we're not moms.
We're not
but
moms.
I seem old.
Do boys potty train later in life than girls? Like, I feel like I think girls start at like two.
But he seemed too old to be pooping.
But, like, his pooping face, he was enjoying it.
If you can talk that much, you shouldn't be pooping in your pants.
Well, I don't know. I don't want to shame. Because I don't know. I don't have a rule book. I've never read What to Expect When Expecting. Like, I don't know.
I just saw the Jennifer Lopez movie.
Yeah, that's all. I did see that. Which one? What to Expect When Expecting or the Backup Plan?
Oh, God, the Backup Plan. Oh I always... God, I
it's so yeah. horrible.
I love The Wedding Planner, too.
The Wedding Planner. But don't ever tell me Jennifer Lopez is Italian. It's actually rude to us Italians.
Snap back.
I'm just saying. Okay, so in the beginning, you know, they always, like, do their, like, first scenes or whatever. And, like, Rena's like, call Harry Hamlin. And then it's like, calling, beep, Hamlin. Did you hear that? They, like, bleeped out his name.
Yeah. It's like, we know who HH is, guys.
She's like, call fuck twat hottest cock in the land, Hamlin.
Maybe gay and an adulterer and...
But whatever, Hamlin.
Assaulter. Or I don't even know. Okay. Hashtag me too.
Okay. Oh my god, moving on. Okay, what did we think about Erica's confessional looks?
Okay, the queen...
The goth queen?
Yeah, people were saying she looked like a Disney princess queen. I was getting a Snow White vibe.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like a Maleficent too. Like, yeah.
You know, I will say it was better than her pigtails confessional look.
I like the pigtails because she reminds me of like an anime character. She's like a Powerpuff girl. Powerpuff? Whatever.
Yeah, whatever there.
She's like, you know, like she's like a kick-ass like anime like superhero. I just like that everything she does is very campy and she knows it. Like, she's Erica Girardi when she's with Tom, and then she's Erica Jane always. Like,
I think they also, all the women on this show take fashion risks, and they actually have money, and they're daring. So it's fun to watch that.
I agree. That's very good commentary, Mary. I agree.
So it's like, I enjoy seeing their looks.
Okay, so I was going to ask you.
The gold high neck, I loved it. The turtleneck. Very glamorous.
She was like
old Hollywood.
Yes, I loved. Dorit is going to have the season. She's gonna
Cooler Ranch Edition.
Yeah, Cooler Ranch Edition. She's going to have a great second season. They showed a little bit too much of her today because like that fucking fat pig PK was in it. He's like
PK.
He's like last time I saw Erica, she shamed me. And I was like, you literally talked about her underwear and called her a slut.
Yeah, Baba.
Like,
Baba.
Baba, I have to go to Vegas with the girls, Baba. I'm scared.
I loved that they kicked it off with a trip. Like, how fun.
Yeah. Yes. Okay. So they're going to Vegas for, okay. So when Kyle and Lisa meet up to talk about the Vegas trip, Kyle now has two Birkins this episode that she showed us. And she both times said, this old thing. Kyle is so new money. She doesn't know what to do.
Well, yeah. I mean, and then when they got $14,000 purse is insane.
And she's like, oh, this old thing. Like, Kyle's fashion is always the worst to me. Her confessional with that yellow high neck shirt and her I Dream of Jeannie hair. I was like, and her extensions that are like hanging out. I'm like, ugh, Kyle.
I'm just like always impressed by her skin.
Does she have good skin?
Yeah. She just looks so much prettier than she did from the first season.
Oh, because she's been Botoxing for sure.
Yeah, but like she like has a glow.
Just money solves everything. When they say it can't buy you happiness, that's because they're fucking liars. And they don't have money.
That's true.
Like, I would be so happy. I would pay people just to tell me how happy I am. And then I'd be like, yeah, for sure. But and then Kyle was also like, oh, these shoes, they're Prada. And I'm like, who is she? Dana Wilkie? And she's like, these glasses, yeah, $25,000.
Oh, yeah, yes, yes. Never forget.
Remember? She's like, yeah, $25,000.
Well, it's like Mauricio, I mean, good for him. His business, the agency, have you guys ever heard of it?
No,
it's,
what is that? Is it new?
It's really taken off. And yeah. Their new house that's $8.3 million in Encino looks pretty fucking nice.
Yeah, she's like, you know, Mauricio always wants to redo the house, or he finds a new house, and I'm like, nope, let's just redo this house. I'm like, found something.
Yeah.
What did you think about, because you're a Rinna apologist, do you think that Rinna's doing a good job of keeping her children grounded?
I, like, loved that scene. She's like, they're getting, like, I literally looked into getting, like,
an IV
bag today. Yeah, just to like, if you could get rid of the common cold, give it to me, you know?
Yeah.
And I think that's what she was giving to her girls. She loves her pills. She's willing to put them in an IV form to get the vein faster.
Yeah.
And I didn't really have much of a problem with that. And then I loved her. She's like, well, then we have to get Manny's after. And, you know, I think she held them back as long as she could. And right now they're thriving. And it's like, hey, you know what, Momager, take them up to the top with you. Why not? This is exactly what Yolanda Hadid, those girls got discovered through this show.
Yeah.
And these girls have too. So it's like, why not?
But like,
go girls.
Okay.
Girls. Maybe you guys could remodel your house someday.
Like, seriously. So like, bad. Why? It's like so bad. It's like Eileen's.
It's awful.
Wait, who is the prettiest of all four girls? Bella, Gigi, Delilah Bell, Amelia Gray. I have my top. I think Amelia Gray. Okay. Well, actually, I think Gigi. But the fact is that Gigi and Belle have had work done.
Right. Okay. Gigi, totally cute, blonde, next door.
Mm-hmm.
I'm down.
Mm-hmm.
I think Bella and Amelia have like this kind of like sophisticated, more model look.
Okay. Like exotic. And, like.
Yes. And
so you're saying that Gigi is very like related. Like you could see Gigi like on the side of the street.
She's the Tommy Hilfiger girl.
Yeah. She's like the girl next door. Whereas like Bella and Amelia, like they're like stop you in your tracks.
Yeah.
And then like Delilah Bell is like every girl who's on Instagram who says she's a model, but really just posts her own photo on Instagram.
And she's UGG Australia sponsor.
And she does like Chloe's Good American.
Yeah.
Okay. So thank you. I'm glad that we did that. I was like, I want the cortisone shots in my zits.
I know. I was like, how? I didn't even know you could do that.
Yeah, I heard that it like really works, but I want it.
I don't really get zits. I get red.
Okay, well they could probably just put green on your face.
I do.
Oh, good. Okay, so what do we think? So let's talk Teddy.
I didn't have a problem with her at all. I loved her, you know, open and honest conversation about having a one night stand with her husband on the first night. I think good for you.
Slayton Cruz.
No, no, no.
Was there like a law that you in like 2013 or 14 you had to name your son Cruz?
I loved my like, daughter is a major fashionista.
No, she's like Cameron's probably like, dumb girls name their sons John. Smart girls name their sons Cruz.
And it's like Cameron, it's Stephanie, it's Teddy, all cruises.
And
somebody
Lydia.
Else
had... Lydia.
No.
Lydia's sons, one of the sons isn't named Cruz? The three boys?
No, there are stupider names like Sterling and like Roman.
Okay.
And like Machiavelli. Probably not the last one.
Sure.
Yeah, she's like, massive fashionista at 16 months.
Oh my, at 16 months, she can fit in my clothes. Her butt fits where my boobs go.
Is that what she said? Not the boob part, but that she could wear her clothes?
No, I made that up.
Oh, because you said that before, and I was like, did I miss something? But then she's like, oh, you must meet my friend Lisa. She's obsessed with horses, too. She's like, she plans her vacations so she can take her horses with her. And I was like,
that was like a straight-up lie.
But I was like, who is this friend Lisa? I didn't realize she was talking about LVP. I was like, how many friends named Lisa does she have?
Friend.
She's like, my best friend, Lisa. She braided my hair.
Right. It's so the, like, British thing, too. Like, Lisa always has loved PK because of Brits.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, now it's like, you can already tell it's going to be LVP and Dorit and Kyle, this kind of weird threesome this season.
Erica and Dorit.
No, I don't think that's going to last.
You don't. I think that they should be fast friends. When Dorit was like, I want to meet mums with kids.
Wait, say that again?
She's like, I want to meet other mums with kids.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. And then she's like, now that Jagger can speak, he's verbalizing all the things that he thinks. And it's like,
and then they did those throwbacks.
Literally called speaking.
That's they did those throwbacks.
Okay, you be Dorit and I'll be Jagger.
Like, it was like, oh, honey, you want...
She's like, what do you want? She's like,
yeah, what do you want to eat?
What do you want to eat? He's like,
oh, you want cheeseburger and fries? Sounds good.
She's like, Jagger, you know you can't have ice cream. And he's like, he's like, I don't even know what ice cream is. He's like, I have to poopy. Okay, so Dorit meets up with like Teddy and LVP, and they're all like talking Vegas, and like LVP's trying to set the fights for the season. I don't like
she always is.
I know, but this time I was like, too soon. Kyle, who's supposed to be your BFF, is throwing a nice trip. You better just fucking show up and be nice.
Yeah.
And she was like, I'm praying that Erica's nice to me too. I'm like, Erica's so harmless.
Yeah.
Erica's just there. Like, all you need to tell her is, like, you just, like, show shiny object, play some
But I
music.
Feel like also Erica's going to be a little bit too on her high horse this season. Like, she's like, you know, she's, like, we get it. You're hard. You're cool. You're up and coming. But, like, you got to have friends, too.
Yeah, but like, her friends are.
Don't be the coolest girl.
Wait, who's Glam Squad? Would you want more? Would you want Dorit's or would you want Erica's?
Dorit's.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Erica's would start to annoy me. Like, Mikey, too much.
No, Mikey's not part of the glam squad. I don't.
But he is. That's like, she has
He's like her
great
creative director.
But do you think the other women have them too? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know because I think, like, Dorit makes.
I didn't, I was like how Dorit, rich is Dorito?
I know. I was like, Dorit, did you hire Priv? And just told them like, to, like, not put the branding in?
You're totally right.
Like, I just couldn't figure it out. But what is Dorit's natural hair? Where do you think Dorit's natural hair really lies?
Mousy brown.
Well, I know, but I mean, like, with highlights, she
well,
she has
I
all the
hated
different looks.
That, like, that look for the plane trip. Like,
the bangs.
It was awful. It was, like, too thick, shaggy. Ugh.
And she couldn't, like, hold the bangs over.
Yeah, it was not a good look.
I like when she has it, like, pulled back in a bun.
Yeah, I mean, like, once again, they're fun to watch and see their experiments. And
yeah. When Kyle blamed LVP for spilling all over her $14,000 Birkin.
The champagne.
I literally rewatched it and Kyle kicked it over.
Oh, really? Well, yes. Also, and, like, definitely a prescription drug bottle fell out.
Really? And an electric toothbrush. Yeah. It's probably her Adderall stash. Or they're probably flying private so they could get that coke on there.
I also love that she starves herself.
They all starve themselves when they were meeting for dinner.
I just like to be like reaffirmed that they all starve.
Like it makes you feel better.
Yeah, like they're not just naturally skinny. Like Megan King Edmonds is naturally skinny.
Yeah. Yeah, Kyle has to work for it. Yeah. Oh, Kyle's for sure got it. You can always just tell in her arms and right when she always tries to wear those tight tops and the back fat comes out.
Totally.
do you like a polite lip?
Oh my god. No, I'm all about bold lips for bold girls.
So you like to have a DSL?
Yes, a like, dick sucking lip.
Because if I have a polite lip, it's like very basic. It's nothing that says, ooh, I want to kiss you. Let me stick
it
in
nude.
There.
Nude, yeah.
But if you get
so
a
like
DSL,
do you think that her husband just like permanently has like purple and like red
I'm
paint
pretty sure
on
she's
his...
not blowing him.
You don't think so? I think so.
No, I think Tom's like, I'm old and tired.
I think it's like we have sex on Sundays and Thursdays.
At like 7 p.m.?
Yes. It's like arranged.
But
it's like an arranged marriage.
Do you think it's like kinky? Or do you think it's like very like they have like a routine? Like you go down on me, then
no,
for 30
I think she
seconds.
Performs all the tasks.
Interesting.
They have a very odd relationship.
I actually thought it's
a business relationship.
I like it because in the beginning they were like showing these like old scenes of him like complimenting her, and I was like, you know what? That's like really sweet.
He's like fulfilling her dreams, like for like
how much money
getting,
does he have? Because she's
he has
a lot
shit
of money.
Ton of money. Like, but he's fulfilling her dreams in a different way, like mm-hmm. in okay. finances, right. and like getting her to. He is achieving her dreams for her with his money.
Right.
So she compensates by giving him.
Right. By being the trophy wife and doing what he wants in that yeah. sense. Yes. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense. Okay. So when they were going, what did you think about what Harry Hamlin said to Kyle? About, obviously we can
the
have your sister
Bunny,
around
about,
here.
Yeah. About Bunnygate. Mm-hmm. Well, I think this kind of comes back to just the whole, like, he doesn't want the sister around. Kim mm-hmm. is negative energy in their lives.
I don't want Kim to show up this season. I don't like
she's
her.
She's not. She's not in it at all.
She isn't? How do you know?
No. They'd said that.
Ugh.
Yeah, she's not in it at all.
That great, because that made it dark. Now, maybe this season won't be so dark.
Yeah, but I love how, like, they, like, this is also, Beverly Hills is small. The OC is small. That's what mm-hmm. I love about this. And, like, she really ran into him on a hike.
Yeah. Like, out of all the places, she's like, oh, yeah, we hike in the same place. And I'm like, I bet it's, like, cold water, like some like Topanga Canyon or something that's like so like LA.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what I was gonna say. Oh, I also liked that they have there. So there's all this drama between like Dory and Lisa and Erica, and that they're like instead of being like Siggy Flicker and like making a huge scene, that they're all like very much like hello, like okay, let's try to start over. Like
right.
Let's not.
How do you think
everybody's
true? How do you think it's gonna be with Verena arrival?
Well, Dory was already like, hello, Lisa Rinna.
Right.
And I was like, you know, she didn't have to say anything. Like, she's at least like, and she did the same thing with Erica when Erica came over to the plane. She's like, hi, Erica, was the first one to give her a hug. And I thought that was very
right.
big of her.
Right. Well, I also agree, like, these ladies are classy, not trashy. Mm-hmm.
Right. They're not
they
OC.
Know,
they're not Jersey.
They know how to be in social situations and, like, have etiquette. And
I think they also have images to protect.
I
so,
agree.
Like, you can only – you're allowed to push your image as far as you want, but you're not going to let somebody else push your image, so you're going to, like, keep it clean. So that's
right.
why Dorit's so pissed at Lisa about
right.
the Coke
well,
thing.
It's also – yeah, no, I agree with that, too. But I also think that, like – so I think LVP and Dorit are going to be the two buddies. Kyle is a good character because she plays both sides,
mm-hmm.
which is nice. Like, I can't believe, like, Kyle can get over the shit that, like, Rena's done to her family.
But I think, because you know what, though? I think
because
Kyle secretly,
a lot of truth.
No, I think Kyle secretly likes it because it's all the things that she wants to say but
mm-hmm.
can't say.
Okay.
That's what I think. Yeah. I also just think that if, like, somebody bothers her, she's going to be, like, she's going to side with somebody else. Like, oh, Rena starts bothering her. She's like, okay, I'm going to go be BFFs with LVP then.
Right.
No, but it looks like there's a confrontation next week with Dorit's boobies and Lisa Rinna.
Okay.
And it looks like Erica and Dorit are, like, teaming up to gamble.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready.
I am also looking forward to next week Camille's dancing in Vegas because we got to see that a few years back, and I look forward to that return.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. The grind on MTV coming back to Vegas. I'm excited. I'm hoping that they have something. I guess, Mary, this is like the end of our 2017. I'm so proud of all the hard work that we've done this year.
And 2018 is Watch What Happens year, people. Yeah.
You guys,
maybe when Andy comes back to Vegas or
LA.
Los Angeles, yeah.
We want to thank all of you who have listened to us, followed us. Like, you guys.
5-star reviews only.
You legit, though, guys, you are the real stars. And if I have to say what I'm thankful for this year, I know it's not Thanksgiving, but just reflecting on the end of the year, I want to thank all of you guys because you really kind of let us live our dreams of doing this by listening to us and following us. So thank you.
Thank you to the jury. We love you.
Yes.
Spread the word.
And happy holidays. We hope you guys have the best time. DM us your drunk blackout New Year's Eve stories. We need to know. We all hope that you get a little bit of Dorinda Snow, however you'd like that, for Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Happy New Year. See you in 2018. Woo! Bye.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom. And it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.